Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business-minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting-edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome again to our show, Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean, and Passion for Business is a show where we share practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. Well, I want to thank you all for listening in, and for those of you who are listening for the first time, a special welcome to the show. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can go on to our chat room, and at the break, we will be taking questions regarding the show. If you'd like to call in or you've got a comment, you can call in on 646-668-8471. You can leave a comment on Twitter at SharonBWE or on our Facebook page, Business with Excellence. You can also email us on info@businesswithexcellence.com. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about the 12 M's of marketing. Now, marketing is the lifeblood for any business. And my question to our listeners today is, do you know what your customer needs and wants? And are there any areas in your business that are untapped? So is there an area where you can provide a product or a service that your customer wants? And also, are you using online and offline marketing effectively? So we're going to get stuck into the show, and I'm going to be sharing with you 12 M's of marketing. Now, with this marketing, you can use 1 M a week, 1 M a month. But the idea is for you to use your M's so you do not run out of ideas for marketing your business. When I mentor quite a few business owners, a lot of business owners are stuck with ideas about how they can market their business. So what I'd like to do today is just share with you the first tip. And the first tip I'd like to give you is all about mission. Okay, so mission. If you're going to market your business, the first tip is focusing on mission. And with mission, you will write down your goals and your statements. Now, if you've got your focus, you may want to write down what you want to achieve over the next year, in the short term, medium term, or long term. And you would have this at the forefront of your mind. Hello? We've got a caller on the line.
Yes, I had a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, my name is James. I'm calling from Los Angeles, and I just had a question. I'm a first-time listener, and I just wanted to know, I'm 30 years old. I'm unemployed, and I want to know, is there any products I can sell to make a living in life?
Yes, there is. James, thank you for calling in. Now, what I would suggest in terms of making a living, the first thing I'd encourage you to do is look at what your gifts and talents are and look at what sort of things you're interested in. So have you got any idea of the sort of things that you would like to be doing or what interests you have?
I don't really have any interest.
Okay. Well, what I would encourage you to start with is, for those of you who say you don't have an interest or you might not know what your interest is just to get a sheet of paper and write down things that you're good at. So that could be anything naturally. So what we call that is a SWAN. So the S would be where you'd write down your strengths, the things that you might feel that you're good at, or you could ask people around you what they think you are good at. The other area is W, where you'd focus on areas maybe of weaknesses, so areas that you might want to develop in. And then the A stands for aspirations. Who do you aspire to be like? Is there anybody out there that you feel you would like to be like, or you'd like to have as a role model? And then the I stands for interest. As you start to look at your strengths and start to look at what you're good at, you might then start having an interest in some of these things. And then the N stands for need. So it's focusing on what do you need. So if you want to send me an email, Jane, and I'll be able to help you with that in terms of going forward. Because sometimes when you're working with someone, you find out that your skills and your gifts and your talents come out. What were you doing before, James, in your work?
I've never been employed. That's what I'm saying. I don't have no skills or anything. I don't have no talents. I just need to know a product I can sell to make money. That's all I want to know. I don't have any skills.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, James, if you just want to drop me an email, I've got a list of different network marketing companies that you could start with straight away, a product that you could start with to make money. There's quite a lot out there, so it would be for you to go through it and then actually choose which one you might be interested in. So if you want to send me an email, my email is info@businesswithexcellence.com. Okay, then, James?
It's info@businesswithexcellence.com. Excellence.com. Okay, okay,
yes.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for calling in, James, and feel free to listen to the rest of the show as I share some tips on marketing.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. So that was James ringing in, and he was talking about looking at marketing a product. He wasn't sure what to market, but once he looks at all the options, he'll be able to choose maybe what might interest him. So when we're looking at marketing, I've already started with missions. You're writing down your goals and your statements. The next one is meetings. Meetings is all about networking. So you can look at interviews, you can do questionnaires. It's important to go and meet potential customers face to face and to build up rapport. So in terms of meeting your customers, you will go and meet them on a face-to-face, build up rapport, and you can do this through attending network events where the sole purpose at the beginning is the building of relationships. So you could focus on meeting. The next M for marketing is and media is where you use publicity or the media to gain further exposure about what you're offering. So you could use something like free options first. You could list your details on a website. You could have your own website. If you want to publicize a local event, you might want to use a What's On guide in the newspaper. You might want to write a press release. You might want to write a story about what you're offering. Or you might want to write about a topic that's related to your area of business so that people will know about it. So the media is really, really important. And also you've got social media. And there's so many social media platforms that you can use to market your business. You can use Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Instagram. And the key in using social media is to find out if your target audience is using it. So the people that you want to buy your products or services, are they on these social medias? And if they are, you can use social media to be social, to send updates, to provide quotes, to provide information, to provide videos. You can use YouTube. There's so much out there, and a lot of the social media is free. So take advantage of using the media for marketing. Number four, matching. It's important that when you're looking at marketing, you match your customers' needs and wants. So you find out what your customer needs, and you also find out what they want. And the way you can do this is by using questionnaires, focus groups, You can talk to customers about what they need. You can look up and do some research to find out what they need. And once you've found out what your customers need, you can provide the service. At the weekend, I was at a business event and I was promoting my book. And I had no idea that there was a new market that wanted my book. A lady came up to me who runs a organisation supporting people with dyslexia. And when she purchased my book, she said that the font was very big and it was very clear, and this could be dyslexia friendly. Now, my book, I thought, would suit everybody, but I didn't consider that specific market until the customer made me aware of it. And sometimes it's good just to talk to your customers to find out what their needs are so that you can match your products and services according to their needs. So in the future, I'll be working with groups who have dyslexia and supporting them with my book. So that's another way that you can focus on your marketing by matching. The fifth M is money. It's important for you to set a budget when you're going to do marketing. And with this budget, you will decide what you want to spend your money on regarding your marketing. And it's important that you stick to it. And it also helps you to plan. So some of you might want to spend your marketing money on a website. Some of you might want to spend it on speaking to people. So you might spend most of your marketing money on going to events or promoting your services at events. So it's really, really important to set that budget aside, stick to the budget, and then see or monitor over a six-month period if where you use that money, is it working for you. Our sixth M of marketing is maximum impact. It's really important to make an impact, and when you're marketing, it's important to target your effort in the main areas. So look at and see where are the best places for you to target your business. So maximum impact. If you can get your message to 100 people and make sales, as opposed to just getting it to 5 people, look at where you can make your maximum impact and focus your energy. The other M, which is our seventh M, is all about monitoring. When you're marketing your business, it's important to ask yourself some questions. What went well, areas to improve, you monitor, you evaluate, and this will help you plan for the future the key areas where you want to find answers. So if something is going really well, you keep that going. And if something's not going so well, you look at the areas that you need to address or change. So we're talking the 12 M's of marketing. So for those of you who are listening in, after the break, you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 646-668-8471. You can comment on Twitter at SharonBWE or send me an email, info@businesswithexcellence.com, or follow our Facebook page, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence. So we're talking the 12 M's of marketing. We're going with four more. Number eight, marketing plan. This is really important where you have maybe a minimum 3-month plan of action. And this is a detailed plan to help you work out where you're going and what you will do to achieve your marketing mission. And as you write your plan, you can literally tick off the things that you're doing to make sure that you've achieved it. Number nine is all about the message. What do you want to communicate? And when you're giving a message to your customers, it's always important for you to communicate benefits. Features are what the product or service provides, but the benefit is what it will do for the client. So if you've got a hair product or a skincare product, you might be talking about all the properties that are in there, which are good, but what will that actually do for the client? Will it make their hair shiny? Will it make them feel good about themselves? You want to be communicating the benefits to the client. So that's all about the message. Marketing tip number 10 is milestones. In your business, it's really important to highlight milestones in your journey. And this will help you and help you to see your progress in business. And it will help you to keep continuing. If you've done something really successful, if you set yourself a target to maybe focus on 3 customers and you achieve that target, highlight it as a milestone in your business. And that will help you to plot your journey. 11 is all about management. In your business, it might be one person or it might be a group of you. You need to decide who does what and when. And that's a good way to keep things in order. So in marketing, because it's the lifeblood of the business, you need to decide how often you're going to concentrate on your marketing. Is it going to be one day a week? Is it going to be a few hours each day? And you put that in order and stick to it. And then the last M for marketing is momentum. Momentum is all about keeping things going. So whatever you decide to do, don't stop. Because once you've found one ideal customer, you can then look for the next customer. So there you have it, the 12 M's of marketing. I'd like to encourage you to focus on what you would like to look at. And then when we come back after the break, we'll be taking some questions and sharing some more tips on marketing, the lifeblood of your business.
Developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLeish.
Well, welcome back once again to Passion for Business, the show where we are sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. My name is Sharon McLean, business mentor and trainer. And just to say, if anybody wants a session with me on marketing or on any aspect of business, please feel free to send me an email, info@businesswithexcellence.com. Or if you'd like a speaker for your event on any aspect of business or empowerment or motivation, I'll be more than happy to work with you locally, nationally, and internationally. We are talking about the 12 M's of marketing, the lifeblood of any business. So I'm just going to tell you the 12 words that we cover. And if you'd like more details, please email me. First one is mission. Second one is using meetings. Third one is using the media. Fourth is matching customer needs and wants. Five is money, making sure you set aside a budget. Six is making a maximum impact, so targeting the right areas. Seven is focusing on monitoring. Eight is making sure you have a marketing plan. Nine is all about the message, so communicating a clear message. 10 is about milestones. 11 is about management, 12 is about momentum. So you can go away and decide what ones you're going to use. And over the year, you can focus on one a week or one a month for your business on an ongoing basis. Right, we have some questions coming through. Someone has asked, what are the three essential factors for marketing? Okay, I would say first, finding your ideal customer. Then the other two is using a range of offline and online marketing that is suitable to your customer's needs. Okay, right, we've got another question here. Someone said, what does marketing do for your business? I like to define the word marketing as letting others know. If you were going to have a birthday party or an event, some people might call a friend and let them know. Others might send a message via text. Others might do a video. How are you going to let people know what it is you're offering? And that, in a nutshell, is marketing. You need to let the people know who need to know, the group of customers that are interested or are going to be working in your business or buying your products and services. So marketing is the lifeblood of your business, and marketing will keep your business ticking over with customers and also with finances. As I said, no customers, no money, N-O. But if you know your customers, K-N-O-W, you will know, K-N-O-W, where your money's coming from. And it's lovely to have a wide range of customers in different segments. Okay, next question. Is marketing always necessary? Yes, it is, but sometimes no. If you are marketing just to anybody, then that marketing will not be effective. If someone's not interested in your product or your services, or you haven't taken the time to find out if they're interested, if you're constantly letting them know about what you're offering and they're not interested, they may switch off, they may block you, they may not want to have anything to do with you. But if you have customers who are regularly interested in your products and services, then you can let them know. And one tip I will give you is ask your customers how often they would like to be kept updated and how they would like to be kept updated. Some customers don't mind being kept updated by a weekly newsletter. Some would like a monthly. So if your customers are buying your products and services, it's important that you ask them how they would like to be updated with what you're doing. Another thing about marketing is letting others know is not just about your products and services, but it's also providing value and benefit. So giving them information, what they need to know. So for example, you might be selling gardening equipment. Instead of just promoting the gardening equipment, you might want to write an article about how they can get the best out of their garden, and then offer the equipment once you've written about the information. So look at marketing not only as letting them know about your products or services, but giving them some value or some tips that they can take away, and then as a result, they may buy your products and services. Right, we've got one last question here. What is the benefit of a brand? Well, a brand is all about identifying in a market. So if I was to say particular brands, thoughts would come to your mind. And branding is all about imaging and all about focus. So if you want to brand yourself, you make sure that your logo, you make sure that your image speaks the same language all the time so that people might know you as the top person in the market, or you might want to be in the middle of the market, or you might want to be at the lower end. But branding is all about standing out. How do you stand out differently? And one way to stand out is to bring all of your uniqueness into your business and really market yourself in a way that your customers will always think of you first. And the way to do that is to keep your consistency and also keep communicating with your customers. So I hope today has been valuable for you. I want to thank you all for listening in as we have discussed the 12 M's of marketing. Please feel free to share Blog Talk Radio with your colleagues who would want to benefit from practical bite-sized business tips. So we're on blogtalkradio.com/SharonMcLean, and the show is Passion for Business. For those of you in the UK, I want to let you know about marketing initiatives that are coming up. We've got two events. The first event will be BWE Pitch Market and Sell, which will be taking place on Monday, the 11th of July in Croydon, and it's an opportunity for you to come and promote your business and promote your services to other customers. And then the other event will be Take Charge, Not Charges, and this is an event for women to be finding out more information about how they can manage their money and how they can develop and take control of their finances. And that will be on Tuesday, the 12th of July in Croydon. So save those two dates and more details will follow. So to keep updated with what we're doing, you can follow me on Twitter at SharonBWE, like our Facebook page, Business with Excellence, follow me on LinkedIn, Sharon McLean, or send me an email or a comment of how you're enjoying the show to info@businesswithexcellence.com. So until next time, take care, be safe, and keep on marketing.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will tune in again for
Passion for Business.